It's the Boys in the Morning Podcast with Jeremy and Josh.
Let's jump into a trending report.
Let's get
you up to date on what's going on around the planet. Have you bought anything off Amazon this morning?
Not this morning, but I have recently within the last week.
Well, you should have bought it today. It's Prime Days. Starts today.
Serious?
Everything's on sale. Everything must go.
Did you buy anything today?
No.
Are you going to?
Let me hop on it real quick. Because it usually brings up your recent searches and stuff. There's some lights that I wanted that are 15% off.
Hey.
Some earbuds are 50% off. A lot of books are 60% off. Men's one-a-day vitamins, 30% off.
Oh my gosh. You got to get that. What do they have in there? Vitamin C?
Good for the prostate. It's the lycopene.
They're Flintstone gummies.
They are, yes, right? Yabba dabba doo. So they are telling people, there's websites out there where you can plug in the product that you want on Amazon, and it kind of gives you a price history. Because obviously on days like this and tomorrow or how many days the Prime goes on, they jack the prices up on stuff just to drop them and make it look cheap.
Can I say one thing? So this is so true. I worked at Sports Authority, and they're out of business now, so I can talk about them. But
yeah.
I worked at Sports Authority back in the day, and we did the Black Friday coverage where we would jack the prices up and then act like the company would jack
Everybody
the prices
does
up and
it.
Then act like they dropped them down by 30, 40%. And I was this is a complete scam.
Yeah, so there
everybody felt so good about it.
Well, of course you do, because you think you're getting a big deal, and the big red tag on there with the percentage off, you feel like you're getting something special. But these websites, you can go in and plug in your item, and it'll show you, back in March, it was lower than it was now.
Oh,
so you're am I really going to deal? I don't know.
Jeffrey Bezos.
I will say this is, I guess, the official kickoff now to the holiday shopping season with the October Prime deals now.
Oh, my gosh, man.
So it's time.
That's coming so fast. That is insane.
So fast. Speaking of money and the cost of things, the cost of buying a Mega Millions jackpot dream is going to soon more than double. Lottery officials announced yesterday that it's going to cost $5 now to play Mega Millions, coming up from $2 per ticket. It looks like that is starting in April, so April of next year.
Hmm.
I don't think they're jacking with the Powerball. I think the Powerball was still $2 a ticket.
$2, yeah.
But anyway, Mega Millions, up to $5 a ticket? That's a lot to drop.
Wouldn't that technically mean you win more if you get the Mega Millions?
So here's what they're saying. They say the larger amount for the Mega Millions tickets will lead to larger prizes and more frequent winners. So they're going to have some more cash to spread around,
okay,
I guess.
Okay.
And how much larger can these jackpots get? I mean, we're hitting billions of dollars on some of these.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be named the Mega Billions soon.
I know. So anyway, it's going to cost a little bit more to play the lottery. And then they did announce that there was a big winner down in Pueblo. On Saturday, somebody went into a convenience store, bought a $10 ticket, and won almost $3.1 million.
Hey, that's a lot in Pueblo.
They matched 6 out of 6 winning numbers, it looks like, off this $10 ticket. So, I mean, we are getting some Colorado winners, at least, so that's pretty good.
If I ever win the lottery, I won't tell anybody.
There'll be signs.
There'll be signs, because you'll have just one person on this show.
We're running out of people to walk out on this show. We
Josh
really are.
Josh must have won the lottery.
We really, really are. We talked about this briefly last week, but now there's some stats behind it. Sober October, are you participating?
So far, yeah.
You are?
I mean, I haven't drank in the last week.
Really?
No.
Well, then you're kind of in it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in it.
I had a little glass of wine, and I had one pumpkin beer.
You know what? I'm sorry. I totally lied. I was with all my buddies for that MMA fight over the weekend. Had a couple brewskis. I lied.
What was the picture of the Snoop Dogg wine you sent me? Was that just as a joke?
No, I used that to cook. What'd I make? I threw some wine in. We made a pasta thing. Yeah, it was.
You bougie.
I know, right?
You're fancy.
I sent you that picture because I was like, dude, 19 crimes. So I used the Snoop wine.
Who were you cooking for?
My family, actually. It was my turn to cook for the family. Bam, bam.
Sure. survey did find, though, that 10% of Americans are planning to participate or are currently participating in Sober October. So if you're going out with friends, make sure you ask them, are you participating before you roll up to the bar at the Olive Garden and give it hell?
Did we talk about this? How many months of soberness are there? Because there's dry January, correct? That's to start the year off.
Yes.
And then there's... But there's not a 6-month
isn't
go
there
dry
another
for
one
June.
Too? There's something in November, isn't it?
Well, that's no shave.
Oh, no shave. That's yeah. right. Yeah. I don't know.
No shave. I don't know. I felt like
well, we've
a lot
got two
more.
Months of no drinking yeah. now.
Hey, that's good. You know what? Healthy.
Your liver's like, thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you so much.
Throw some water in there,
thank
please.
You. I'm so thirsty. I need some electrolytes. Please help me. I guess the Diddy's lawyer, Tony Busby, what a dorky name. He's representing 120 alleged Diddy victims.
Oh, okay. So,
and I guess he is going around sending letters to a bunch of A-list celebrities who have at least some knowledge of the old freak-offs in order to resolve the matters privately, air quote.
Why?
So basically, it's a money grab. He's just getting these celebrities that were there to, you know, fork over
that's
some money.
The
and
victims. That's not
they're like,
the
we're
victims
not going to prosecute you. Well, it's with money.
I mean, I
but
guess,
yeah, emotionally, no.
No,
but,
emotionally, absolutely not.
But, you know, fat stack of cash on Amazon Prime Day.
I think those people should be exposed, in my humble opinion. But
I'm with you, dude. Yeah. I'm with you. We are in spooky season. This story out this morning talking about kids watching their first scary movie and what is the right age to start watching those scary movies. 11 years old came in at number one.
Okay.
What was you?
Dude,
what was your age?
I am scarred from this movie, and I believe I was pre-11, but it was on like TNT or whatever, some adult channel back in the day. I watched The Grudge, and that...
Which one's that one?
It's I don't even know how to describe it. It's a very scary, like, Chinese person following people around and like, doing weird things with its back and its body. It contorts itself and it just like spooks. I'm not kidding. Scarred
trippy.
Me. Like there's a shower scene where like this eyeball comes out of this girl's mouth and like breaks her jaw. As she's like essentially vomiting
what?
It up. I'm not
doesn't
kidding.
Seem that bad.
For years as a child, I could not shower with my eyes closed. It scared. I was terrified.
You got soap running down.
Dude, I was...
Josh, why are you screaming in the shower? What are you doing in there?
I was so scared by this movie. It
it's just
terrified
soap in my eyes,
me.
Mom.
And I wanted to be brave because I watched that with my friends. And yeah. they were like, Josh, are you scared? And I was like, no, not at all. For it did like detrimental things to me for years.
The Grudge. Have you watched it since?
Absolutely not.
You haven't watched
I don't think
since.
I ever will.
You should be a big boy and watch
I
it now.
I don't think I ever will.
Oh, come
Dude,
on.
Do you remember your first? It's like ingrained in my mind.
I don't remember my first, but I remember being a middle schooler, probably, and we still did sleepovers at, like, our
so
best
what,
friend's
like
house, you
12?
Know?
12? Like, around 11, right?
Yeah, 12, 13, 14, okay. right around in there, and we would go rent movies at my buddy's house, and we would rent Sleepaway Camp 2. It was the second one.
Okay.
Sleepaway Camp 2, mostly because there was a bunch of unnecessary, gratuitous nudity throughout it, and being young middle school boys... And it was kind of scary, too.
I remember that first movie, too.
Yeah. There was an outhouse scene in that movie that has stuck with me since middle school where they shove somebody into the outhouse and they're out there with, like, a boat oar, you know, like,
oh
shoving
gosh.
Them down in. Yeah, and that part stuck with me as well as
man.
The...
You haven't touched a boat oar since, have you?
I haven't used a porta potty since. You'll never find me in a honey bucket, I'll tell you
that's
that much.
So good.
Another new poll out this morning. 30,000 people were polled on how they squeeze a tube of toothpaste. This is some hard-hitting trending news this morning. Mm. 20% of people say they squeeze the toothpaste out of the top. Who are these monsters? And 72% said from the bottom. You don't squeeze from the top. You got to work your way up from the bottom.
The top, are you talking about the top of the tube the next to the where it comes
where
out?
Where the hole is. You go,
that's
too high.
That's what I do.
What
I do it from
jackass.
The top. What do you, wait, how do you squeeze from the bottom? You just.
So you squeeze from the bottom. So you're slowly working your way up with the goo, up and out the hole. And by the end, everything's out.
Well, by the end, I'm doing that because I do the roll thing, you know, get every little last drop
you're
that you can.
Still squeezing from the top.
But that, not at the beginning,
Let
you don't have to.
Let me tell you the trippy thing I do. So Nick Nack and I use different toothpastes because she uses special sensitive gums or whatever.
Sensodyne.
Yeah, so she's got her sensitive teeth toothpaste. I have my own. I will squeeze it so a little bit comes out the top. I don't put it on the toothbrush.
You do not put it in your mouth.
I lick the top of my toothpaste.
You are so weird. What is wrong with you?
It's right in the mouth. You just squeeze. And then you kind of, I feel like you get a little more even distribution right off the bat versus you start on the right or left and then all the toothpaste is going to one side.
Can I ask you something? First of all, that's weird. You're weird. But on top of that, you have great teeth, though.
Thank you.
That.
I have good teeth.
Great teeth.
Never had braces, anything. No retainer.
Neither did I. Okay, I dated a girl a while ago, and she stayed the night, and I looked in my shower the next morning and her toothbrush was in there. And I was like, hey, why is your toothbrush in the shower? She's a shower brusher? Have you ever heard of that?
I will shower brush in a pinch if I'm late for work or something, and I will just...
Ew.
I'll squeeze the toothpaste on my tongue, grab my toothbrush, and then, yes, get in the shower and do it. And then you just... You're great. You're rinsing and spitting. You can spit where right there in the shower. It's no big deal.
She left her toothbrush. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen, and I broke up with her because of that.
Because of
not
that?
Not because of that. But I was like...
That was the beginning of the end,
I have
though.
Never seen that. Who... And leaves the toothbrush in the shower.
Okay, so I will say when I do it, yes, and you're done, and then you've got to, like, use two hands to put a little squirt of shampoo on your hand and you lather your hair.
Everything.
The worst part is finding a place to put the toothbrush in the shower.
It was on, like, the soap, where the soap goes. And I
See,
was
that's
like,
gross.
And I asked her and she goes, oh, you don't do that? And I was like, no.
Yeah, you don't want to put it. First of all, you can get soap on the toothbrush. And second, that's like after you scrub your body and then everything, you set that on that little tray.
It's so funny.
And then,
like,
you put it in your mouth.
You probably haven't had to deal with that in so long. But, like, when you date somebody, you learn about all of the things that they do that they think is so normal.
Many weirdos. Out
and
there,
there's
right?
so many weird people out there. Brushers in the shower, man.
It's so weird. But yeah, so I squirt mine right on my tongue and
you're
then
a freak.
And then give it hell.
On the tongue? Not even on your teeth?
No, I just go right on the tongue. You stick your tongue out, and then you just kind of right across the top, and it naturally scrapes off the top of the toothpaste.
Okay. Right. All right. You know what?
Right
good
onto
for
that
you.
Tongue. So,
good
hey,
for you.
You know what? It works for me.
Yes.
And
yes.
my teeth look great, and they're bright white and sparkly. So
never
shut up.
Never letting you shower at my place.
Good. Good. Let me give you one more thing here, and then we'll jump into Croctober. This is like perfect. So perfect. You know the Spirit Halloween stores.
I do.
I was in one this weekend. There's we have one right next door to
feet
us.
Next to us.
Right next door to us. So here's what they're doing. Starting this season, only 10 locations, but it's going to start at 10, and you know it's going to expand. Mm-hmm. 10 locations will be, what are they calling it? Seasonal Spirit? I think they're just calling it Seasonal Spirit Christmas locations. Anyway, they're going all Christmas.
Oh, dude, why not, though? That is so smart.
So they're going to offer photo ops and meet and greets with Santa Claus, who's now going to be the Spirit Christmas mascot.
That's
they're
cool.
going to. You can go in and discover thousands of stocking stuffers, holiday apparel, fun gifts, unique decor, special trimmings for creating an unforgettable Christmas tree. And I think they're going to have, yes, they are, a life-size gingerbread village.
Oh, my gosh. They have the 12-feet skeletons here, so the life-size gingerbread village.
You know what they should do is take those and put the hats and stuff on them in the store.
Dude,
and put a Santa suit on it and call
Christmas.
It good.
Spooky Christmas. That's
so
awesome.
So anyway, that's a natural transition for these spirit stores.
It's a brilliant idea.
And you're filling up these empty stores and giving people jobs.
Yeah.
So why the hell
I like
not?
It.
All right, make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy. No, it is not. That's the old show. It is the Boys in the Morning.
That's two shows
Actually,
ago.
Actually, you know what, guys?
That's two shows ago.
The show name that you're going to see on our Facebook page is also wrong.
Can't change that.
You know why? Because Facebook says you can't change it back for 60 days.
60 days. And who knew that we would need to? But, you know, it is what it is.
So I think if you just search Your Boys in the Morning, you'll still get it. Or you can just search Shut Up Jeremy on Facebook, and that'll take you right to my personal Facebook page. But anyway, that's where you will find today's Croctober recipe. I do a new crockpot recipe every weekday in October for busy parents. And everyone was yelling at me, Josh, because I haven't done a vegetarian recipe yet.
Oh, what do we got?
So for my week of soups, it's vegetarian spinach and white bean soup.
That sounds so good. Do you not like spinach and white bean soup?
No, I do. I could do without the spinach, but I don't know.
I actually like cooked spinach. I'm not going to lie. I do.
A lot of people seem to enjoy it. So yeah. I'm trying to get a little something for everybody on there.
Are you a soup guy? Like, do you like
chicken noodle soup is on our menu for the week.
Soup is one of
my
favorite
things. We're doing it Thursday.
Yeah. I love it.
I love soup. Find the Croctober recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Shut Up Jeremy.
Your Boys in the Morning on Mix 100.